10 o'clock. It's the Steakhouse. Steaks prepared with Sandra Golden on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oren pushing the buttons back there and enjoying a Thursday morning. Don't forget, later in the show, Drew Butler, newest member of the Steakhouse, will be joining us, talk some Georgia football, among other things. And Chipper Jones tomorrow plays buy or sell in the 10 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that as well. Also, belly up to the bar, why is Arthur Smith getting after it with a fan at training camp yesterday? And we have some clarification. I'm not crazy. So this is 1979. I'm 13 years old. I'm not crazy. We just watched the video.
Yes, right? We did.
Mm-hmm. I'm at Larry Bird's first game in the Boston Garden. And it was not the Celtics that released a bird to the rafters, right?
And it wasn't a seagull. It was a dove.
Some dude came to the game with a paper bag with a dove that he snuck into the building. Okay? Just think about walking through security and you've got this bird trapped in your bag, and then Bird's running on the court announced in the starting lineups, and some dude sitting behind the basket opens up his bag and this dove flies into the sky.
Oh my God.
I remember thinking that, wow, that's kind of unorthodox. And now we see that it was a fan. Think about the dude who literally had to, do you buy a dove somewhere?
Yeah, where do you get a dove?
Do you capture a dove? And then you stick it in a bag?
It's a paper bag.
It's a
like
paper
a
bag. Yeah. He's behind the basket, and he literally releases it. So, again, we've come a
it
long way.
It was emotional. It was emotional.
Do you see me tear up a little bit?
I did.
I was just...
Poor dove.
Yeah. I don't understand how that all comes to be.
Everyone talking about?
Yo, yo, what's the deal?
Sandra's got it covered as we belly up
on the Steakhouse
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yesterday was by far the most energetic and the crowded and the scene at Flowery Branch yesterday with the Falcons' last public practice. And when we were interviewing Michael Vick, it was around, like I said, our Broadway stage. I don't know if you saw it, but there was probably, what, 50 fans out there?
Yeah, Michael Vick still is the biggest star ever to grace the Falcon uniform.
Right.
So I'm not telling you he's the greatest player in history, but he's certainly the biggest star in the history of the
sidebar,
franchise.
I do just want to mention that so they bring Michael over to do the interview with Steak and I, and I mean, literally, they're going to give us 5 minutes. We thought we were going to have 20, and we had five. Anywho, their handlers are like, pull him. Michael Vick turns around to the guys and says, hey, this is a really good interview. I'm going to stay. So I don't know if that came across the radio because they were a little bit freaking out.
I listened to it yesterday.
Okay, so anyway,
it was nice.
Very good job.
We were in the middle of talking about Virginia Tech or his best plays, and he just turns and says, no, this is a good interview. In other words, listen, those handlers, that's their job.
Yeah, to get him out of
the bad
situation.
She's standing there. She's yapping at Mike Conley and yapping at Bo Morgan, and we were able to get about 17 minutes.
Yeah, okay, so sidebar. So there was a lot of people there, so heckling. So at practice, apparently, when they're literally, it's a coaching moment, there's fans just yelling and screaming, and I guess Arthur Smith at the press conference had this to say.
No, he's coaching, I think, and trying to give tips to the players. I love his passion. I mean, he didn't even understand what he was watching. And one of them, we were in a teach period, and he's sitting there telling a guy to fire off the ball, so... Told him he's going to coach. You might want to pay attention to what's going on. But I love his passion.
So I guess Arthur was agitated that this guy was asking to, you know, go to the next level or bring a guy down or whatever. The point was it wasn't live. And they were doing, like, walkthrough.
Yeah, exactly.
And he didn't like that this guy was trying to say, like, get fired up and make a play or take a guy down.
The press conferences, y'all, are very animated. And I say that coming from the Quinn years, the Smith years, where it's question, answer, question, answer. Arthur Smith, each day.
He starts talking to reporters by first name.
Liam, the two-year-old, came and stole the show the third day we were there. And he's holding the kid, and the kid's running around. He's playing toss. So it's a very relaxed, much more fun, in my opinion, from being there all these years.
And he's busting chops on the reporters.
Yeah.
D-Led, Schultz. Other guys.
Very fun.
But I don't know that he needs to be yapping at fans. It was interesting, for sure.
I didn't mind it. Okay, the Mets won the day yesterday, in my opinion. And I don't like the Mets. But what they did, so they had Ladies' Day. Ladies' Day yesterday at Citi Field. So they asked the players to come up with a song written by a female that's sung by a female as their walk-up. Okay, so I'll give you a couple of examples. Taiwan Walker had Run the World by Beyonce. Mark Canna, You Ought to Know, Alanis Morissette. Jeff McNeil, What Dreams Are Made Of by Hilary Duff. So that one was winning the internet. Yes. That was winning the internet until one Daniel Vogelbach. And if you remember what he looks like, what do I say, thick?
He looks like...
He should have maybe got an extra large.
He looks like he should be in the bleachers, you know, shotgunning beers, right, or like a butcher, like down the street.
You know the Russian nesting dolls? He looks like the first one that all of them
right
contain.
That's a great way to go. Okay, so this is live from the stadium, too, as he is walking out.
The designated hitter, Daniel Vogelbach.
Interesting choice. Milkshake?
I have no clue.
That was probably a good thing, Keith.
Keith Hernandez.
I don't get it. I don't get it. So the milkshake song, obviously.
Oh, my God. For so many reasons, this is hilarious.
So funny.
Hilarious. And, dude, he looks like he should be down at Piedmont Park tonight, Daniel Vogelbach, and getting ready to go to Park Tavern and hammering, like, 15 wings. And powering through like 12 drafts. I mean, he does not look like a major league ball player. And to play that song.
So funny.
And then, I don't get it. Okay, Keith. Old white guy to the nth degree right there, right?
Brandon Nemo, by the way, had Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I mean, this list of players, it's
so
on
funny
Twitter. It's really good. All right, Lane Kiffin. Your thoughts on Lane Kiffin? Do you like
super
him?
Super entertaining.
Yeah, I
super
love it.
Super entertaining.
Me too.
Great for the SEC.
And you like Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz,
yeah,
and
they
all
do
that.
Yeah, Stu Gatz is my buddy many years. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Lane Kiffin's on with their show yesterday.
Why didn't you get Arch?
Oh, you were so close to getting Arch.
I mean, Lane, I thought he was
Lane,
going there.
Lane, I thought he was there.
Arch Manning.
You thought he was there, didn't you?
Well, this would be those weird rules they have. I can't even answer that because he was still a prospective student athlete that is not signed there. That's kind of that maturity thing. I would have answered that years.
Well, how certain were you that you had him? You can't even do that?
I can't. And, yeah, this new lane doesn't help your ratings very much. You don't really get those, like,
all right,
ESPN ticker lines anymore.
The new lane.
The new lane.
That's funny, dude.
He's
that's
trying
funny
to be good. I absolutely love
oh,
it.
Oh, man. I don't think he was close, by the way. It was Texas or Georgia that where. I mean,
I don't know. I heard
everything I had heard was. Let's say everything I had heard was he going to Texas.
Yeah.
Wanted to build his legacy there. Had a great relationship with Sarkisian. As much as Saban and Kirby went to his high school basketball games, which I think probably the Texas staff did as well. I don't think Ole Miss. I think they were running fourth.
When next time we have Rusty on,
yeah, we'll ask him.
That's a good one because I think he knows the ins and outs of it all. Quickly, Rob Walton just bought the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is now. So that's the most elite group of men in, I don't know, in America, certainly in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You own an NFL franchise. He is now the wealthiest owner. Hold my beer, Jerry Jones. Hold my beer, Bob Kraft, i.e. Arthur. Everybody else, they're now the wealthiest family in the NFL.
Okay, so the introduction press conference.
And they're huge NFL fans.
Huge NFL fans. And they pay attention a lot to, I guess, they're the commissioner. They probably know him very well, know his name,
yeah, but
all that
they're
stuff
on a first-name basis.
Thank you, everybody. It's great to see you today. And I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell. We're just so excited to become officially a part of the Broncos.
I don't care how much money you have. The flop sweat when you realize that you just screwed up the name.
Commissioner Goodell.
And you said it a second time. Can you imagine? Have you been? No, I've done it on the radio. Like,
first of all, if there's a name, I'm going to mispronounce it. So
right.
There you go.
Oh, we're like the king of
we're the worst.
The wrong
yeah
pronunciation,
mm-hmm,
bad information.
And I'm a journalist.
Yeah. Journalist! And at the end of the day, like that, unfortunately, that will live on forever. Your first moment as owner of the Broncos, you butcher the commissioner's
name. Commissioner Goodell.
Goodell.
Now yeah. I'm going to say Goodell. You watch. I'll
oh
mess it
God
up. Do we have quickly time to discuss David Faraday?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I am a big fan of David Faraday.
Super entertaining. Built this show on the Golf Channel, which was one of the most popular talked about shows. And a recovering alcoholic and all kinds of
yeah
stuff in his personal life. And fascinating figure.
So ran into him in Orlando at spring training. You were not with us that night, so David Faraday is there at the restaurant, and
yep
so we were hanging with him a little bit. And by hanging, he was like 8 steps down from me. He didn't talk to us at all. But I really, really like him. Having said that, he's now leaving NBC
to
go to live for a lot of money. So yesterday was really the first chance that we got to hear why, who, what, where, when, and how he's leaving. He first said, I'm leaving because they throw a lot of money at me.
Yes.
I'm going to get my own broadcast. And then he went on to say something that I feel like a lot of us are feeling. It's an opportunity to be myself again. It's become more and more difficult, especially in sports broadcasting, to have any kind of character. Charles Barkley can say pretty much anything he wants because it's, oh, that's just Charles, and it's just Charles. But I have become more and more guarded over the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, the fact, listen, the money is the first factor.
And he said that. He goes, listen, it's money.
So that's all well and good. Listen, I understand that he feels, more tight-lipped and that there's total scrutiny. He doesn't want to be canceled. Where is he going to end up? The point being, there's no Live Network deal right now. Is there a Live podcast? Is there a Live, like, okay, take the money and now go into obscurity. Like, that's the fact.
I disagree with you. I feel like that broadcast is going to grow and grow and grow. And somebody like him.
Maybe in maybe next year they sign a deal.
I think it's just inevitable.
Yeah, you're right.
Right
now, nobody's.
I'm just. Well, not nobody. I don't know. Every time they're on, they get more and more talked about, and each player sign.
But how do you watch? How do you watch a Live golf tournament?
Well, for now, it's on the internet, but that's the young crowd is watching online. And
I think if you see the numbers, though,
listen, and they asked about the golf. They had DeChambeau, they had Sergio Garcia, they had a handful of players talking about the Faraday get.
Yeah.
And they were saying it's as big as any other player because he's such a big personality.
Well, so, I would agree. Just it's another another box you check.
Yeah. Yeah.
To say we are not just, competing with the PGA, but we're going to have more talent, better players, and the whole deal, which is why it's almost a joke. Charles Barkley knows nothing about golf other than he loves to play and get better, and they offered him the world. What they're trying to do is load up with as many big personalities as possible.
Yeah.
The only point, if you see the internet viewing numbers, nobody's watching right now, but you're right. The more Dustin Johnson, DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Sergio Mickelson, now Faraday, one could argue you want to watch the PGA or you want to start to watch Liv, especially.
It's awfully sexy. It just is sexy.
Well,
and it's a win for golf fans. Like, what's the problem? You get it.
Yeah, the PGA didn't handle this. They didn't see it coming. But no league has ever been overrun with this kind of money. Look, if the USFL or whoever, whatever league was throwing hundreds of millions with absolute caution to the wind, every league would be suffering a little bit.
Exactly.
Fact is, PGA has run into a juggernaut, and they are not done, man. They are not done. So a lot coming out about how much is guaranteed and what do you really get for winning a tournament and are the numbers pumped up a little bit. Listen, the numbers may be pumped up, but they're not pumped up enough that guys aren't leaving, like leaving in droves.
They're leaving in droves, exactly.
So
Cam Smith announced yesterday your British Open /
Open million,
winner. 100 million
saying?
Plus. Yeah.
Wow. All right, when we come back. By the way, should we mention the Odyssey app to folks?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I hope you're listening on the Odyssey app. I know my mother is listening in Panama City. It's
happy
all the
birthday one day.
One day yesterday. She asked happy birthday yesterday. All the sports, music, news, and podcasts that you want are all free. This Odyssey app, you go download Odyssey. Once you get in there, just punch in 92.9, and it'll save it for you. And then you can go back and listen to all your favorite shows.
Yeah, I've been listening to us the last few days.
Is that your favorite show?
Almost like a journalist.
Journalist!
Try to see how we're doing. And
what you think?
We're doing better every day.
That's good.
I'm a journalist.
Every day doing a little bit better. When we come back, how do you replace the top defense in the history of the University of Georgia? Drew Butler, budding superstar in the broadcast business, also a member of the Steakhouse. He'll address that. We'll hear from the folks in Athens as well. This is the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. IL business going on. He's got a broadcast business going on. He's a journalist.
Journalist!
And he is going to be a regular co-host right here on the Steakhouse when Sandy's not here, which will start happening in the next few weeks. Drew Butler, how you doing, buddy?
Steak, Sandy. So great to be on with y'all. I am thrilled to be a part of the Steakhouse. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you. So background, Peachtree Ridge, those of you who aren't familiar with DB here, go to high school locally, then you go play for Mark Richt and the Dogs, then you go to the NFL. So did you always think, and your daddy's kind of an interesting dude too. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, correct? One of only. College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
right?
So grew up here in Gwinnett County, went to Peachtree Ridge, was actually the first class at Peachtree Ridge. That school opened in 2003, and that was our freshman year. And then in 2007, we go to the state championship game. Cameron Hayward was a teammate of mine. Cam's now a team captain for the Pittsburgh Steelers, so I got to play in the NFL with him as well. Heck, Peachtree Ridge has probably had almost 10 guys go to the NFL now.
Wow.
And
wow.
Started in 2003, so really, really awesome. And then I was out in Arizona for 4 years, and when Jackie and I started having a family, we always knew that we wanted to raise our kids in Atlanta, so we moved back here in 2018, and it's been all good ever since. We've got Bridget, she's 4, Kara's 2, and we've got baby girl number 3 coming in December. So we're fired up.
Bro, wait till they start going to concerts when they're 17. Yeah,
I was just hearing that, man.
That's going to freak you out, dude.
I was supposed to go to Morgan Wallen next week, not your little daughter.
I know, I know. She is just she's finding a way to get to all this stuff. So the broadcast stuff, you and Aaron Murray were doing that podcast, correct? That became really popular, which not just about Georgia, but in general college football. But talk about how that thing kind of transpired.
Yeah, you know, I was actually working for Roddy Nabulsi at UGASports.com while I was still playing for the Arizona Cardinals. I had met with an agent, a broadcasting agent, when I was kind of bouncing around like in 2013, and I did what every other, you know, former player did. I went into an agent's office and I'm like, hey, I want to get into broadcasting. I went to journalism school. You know, I'm a
journalist
a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, what have you done? And I go, nothing. I've just played football. He was like, well, show me something. Go start working. So I actually started working. I was hosting a syndicated radio show across Georgia called Dog Dial. I was writing for the Rivals page, UGASports.com. And then when I was officially done, still trying to find if I could latch on for a couple more seasons in 2017, I went to Aaron Murray and I was like, hey, I've got an idea for a podcast. I don't see any other former players, recent former players, talking about college football the way we could. And I created this entire idea. I said, let's call it Punt and Pass. And then I went to Aaron and said, would you be interested in doing it? He was actually phasing out as well. He had just taken a job with CBS. And remember, 2017 was the year Georgia starts off 11-0. They get to number one in the nation. They win the SEC championship. They play the national championship here in Atlanta. And we did about 1 million downloads in our first season. It was awesome. It was like perfect timing, perfect opportunity. And since then, we've amassed millions more downloads. We're going into season 6 now. I've got a new co-host in Jake Fromm. And we're really, really fired up because we're just going to have a lot of fun, talk about SEC football, Georgia, of course, and then in general the college football landscape. So it's been a blast.
Well, we look forward to that. And with you and Jake Fromm, Jake obviously being in the Kirby regime, you being in the Mark Richt regime, both guys playing some time in the National Football League. So we can't wait to have you in studio across from me as you and I will be co-hosted when Sandra's not, and you'll be here when Sandra's here as well. So are you comfortable participating in the tailgate? Are you comfortable? I don't want to make you, you know, I don't want to put you in a bad spot here.
That's possibly what I'm most comfortable participating in. So yeah, I'm looking forward to get into it.
It's time to tailgate.
No, we tailgate.
Taking a look around the world of college sports.
This is the tailgate on the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Drew, I'm thrilled that you're here. And I remember working with you a little bit, and I looked at you and I go, dude, you're a star. What are you doing here in Atlanta? So I'm just thrilled that you're with us.
You know, I'm fired up too. Steak, I like you a lot, but when Sandy started texting me saying you need to look into doing this, I said, you know what? This means more. Sandra Golden texted me.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm gonna take this seriously.
It just means more.
There you go. All right, the big headline yesterday, Rusty Mansell texted me this, like, this is big news, folks, out of the cocktail party, Georgia-Florida game. They're going to now allow them to recruit, have recruits on the sideline. But, Drew, I guess once you peel back the layers here, not so fast, my friend. The home team gets to invite recruits. They can pick up tickets at a window. They're not allowed to interact at all. So I don't think Kirby's going to back off the fact of, like, we need this on home and home.
I totally agree with you. I mean, that's been Kirby's biggest gripe about that game in Jacksonville. I think the sentiment around Georgia fans in general is pretty split. Do you like going down to Jacksonville? Do you appreciate the festivities? Would you like to see it be a home and home or even a neutral and neutral get a game in the state of Georgia? But the recruiting aspect is so big now. And Kirby's correct. He's like, look, we are losing a weekend. It's one of our showcase games on the schedule. Ask any current, any former player on both sides, Georgia or Florida. That game is special regardless. If you can't show that off in person to recruits and say, hey, come see how unique this atmosphere is, smack dab in the middle of the season. It's going to have huge implications in our division, whether you're going to make it to the conference championship game, the playoff. That is a marquee game. If you can't show that off and take advantage of it with prospects, that's a tough loss. So I totally agree with Kirby. They got to figure something out and put their foot down. Make that an advantage for both schools.
I couldn't agree more. And I got to tell you, I don't know why the folks in Gainesville aren't yapping about this more. They're making this a Kirby Smart thing. But Jacksonville, albeit it's 45 minutes away, to be in Gainesville, as much as it pains me to say it, that college football atmosphere at the Swamp is pretty sick. Why wouldn't you want them on campus? It makes no sense to me. Everybody should want it at home and home.
I agree. I've never been to the Swamp. Think about that.
You
know, I've played
crazy.
5 years in the SEC
That's
and never
insane.
Been to Gainesville, never stepped foot into the Swamp, which is unfortunate.
Maybe you go home and home and neutral, but there's a reason. I mean, come on. There's a tradition. This is still a great tradition. Folks love and alumni love and donors love the pageantry of Georgia, Florida. So, I mean, let's just – You know, it's not all about – Kirby's going to recruit just fine. But anyway, let's keep
moving.
All right,
I'm just saying home in Jacksonville.
I heard what you said.
Drew, stay with me. Me and you are on the same side. Glenn Schumann spoke yesterday. And who's Glenn Schumann? Co-defensive coordinator with Will Muschamp. Your relationship with them at all, Drew? I'm sure you know them well.
Yeah, you know, I know Coach Schumann. He's done a fantastic job. Obviously, he came with Kirby from Alabama, a very elite recruiter as well. And the talent that he's developed at the linebacker position – has been phenomenal. I'm looking at the linebacker position this year for Georgia to be one that's going to have to step up, but I think the defensive line is going to make that back seven really shine. So it's going to be important to see how they develop throughout fall camp. And then I think they've got a pretty legitimate test in Oregon. I've continued to say it. I think the Oregon game might be the toughest for Georgia all season long.
Are you serious? An 18-point favorite. That's interesting.
You know what? I think first game, neutral site, tons of jitters, high expectations. Okay. Coach Lanning, very familiar with Georgia. Bo Nix, not afraid of the dogs. Just think about this. Slow start, halftime adjustments. Coach Lanning slows the game down. You know, I would take the 17.5, 18 points right now.
And I'm not,
I just think Georgia could get away late. Georgia could get away late, win with a score where maybe you look back and go, dang, that game was closer than the score indicated.
And I'm not so sure that that they're not going to feel like they could get after Stetson Bennett a little bit. Obviously, Dan Lanning having, you know, watched some of the great things that he's done, but also there's some limitation on Stetson Bennett. And the fact is he's had a couple of big games where he wasn't performing well early, including the national title game. And maybe they feel like they have a way to contend with Stetson Bennett to make that a much closer game. And I like what you said about Nix, who's played in games like this before. So I hadn't heard any of that perspective. I kind of agree with you.
Yeah, I like it. Drew, let's hear from Glenn Schumann. When he was asked about, of course, five NFL first-rounders are gone. How are you going to replace them?
You know, I'm thankful that, you know, we're healthy and guys are pushing and they're pushing each other. And I think the one thing that the standard that was set from those guys and the guys before them is that everybody's competing together. And, you know, it's about the team and about each other. And these guys embrace that as well. And so excited to see where we go.
Is it fair to say when you got all five-star behind them that we may be overselling the fact we're losing all those number ones because you're getting the elite players in America regardless?
I could not agree with that sentiment more, Stake. It's one that I've continued to say. A lot of people are talking about those five first-round draft picks, as you should. I mean, Trayvon Walker was the number one overall pick. A guy like Jordan Davis, absolutely legendary. Lewis Cine ends up at 32 as well. Think about N'Kobe Dean, slips to the third round. I mean, that is not a guy that you can replace. But the guys who are stepping up, it's not like they're putting on a football helmet for the first time.
I mean,
Kamari Lassiter, who presumably is going to be opposite of Kelee Ringo, he played in all 15 games last year. Robert Beal led the team in sacks last year with 6.5. Shout out Peachtree Ridge. Tyke Smith on the back end. Can he get healthy? He was a 2020 first team All-American at West Virginia. I am kind of shocked at how people are going, wow, Georgia's defense is in real trouble. Not exactly.
No.
The cupboard is not bare whatsoever.
99.999% of America wishes they had that group playing defense. Maybe not Bama, maybe not Clemson. But the fact is, these guys are here at Georgia to go to the NFL. You know how you get to the NFL? You need to perform right now. So I think they're overselling. The defense is going to be incredible. Again, I think the offense may be better. So, all right, Drew, can't wait to have you in studio. Say hi to your dad, and great to have you on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, y'all. Always here for you. Love the Steakhouse. Love it.
Woo-hoo! Thanks, buddy. There's Drew Butler, newest member of the Steakhouse. Don't forget Rusty Manziel, also a part of it. There'll be no show in the city of Atlanta that will cover high school, college, and pro football better than the Steakhouse. And that is not because of me. I promise. That's because of everybody we got attached to this show. And great job, Drew Butler.
Did you know that you can now listen to all your favorite team stations, shows, and even podcasts all on this Odyssey app? Download it now.
The Field of Dreams game is in Iowa tonight. Or maybe the real Field of Dreams game was at Fenway Park last night. The magic of the Braves. We'll talk about that when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In radio, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks so much for being with us. Tomorrow, Chipper Jones joins us. He'll play Buy or Sell, week number two of the Steakhouse Buy or Sell. Looking forward to that. Coming up, let me give you the three strikes questions. I want full phone lines. I'm demanding full phone lines today as three strikes come your way in about 3 minutes or so. Okay. So we're going to talk about the Braves and how magical that was last night at Fenway Park for what was a signature moment and the home run by Vaughn Grissom in his first major league game. That makes you think of also tonight in Iowa, the Field of Dreams game. I want the most overrated sports movie. Most overrated sports movie. We talked about Sophie, Lil Sophie, and Lil Baby and all that.
Lil Baby Sophie.
All these concerts, including The Weeknd playing Mercedes-Benz tonight. I want the worst concert you've ever been to. The worst concert you've ever been to. And in honor of our friend Drew Butler, I want my favorite alum. Think of your college and give us your favorite alumni from that school. It can be sports. It can be otherwise. I'll say Sean King at Tulane.
Okay.
Because we went 13-0. We finished in the top 10. Tommy Bowden was our head coach.
That's right.
We won a bowl game. That was the signature year. Rich Rodriguez was our offensive coordinator. So
that was a good one.
Yeah, Graf is listening now, the voice of the Tulane Green Wave. I hope you appreciate me throwing a shout-out to that season. All right? So the number, 404-741-0929. 404-741-0929. Last night, one of the great moments of the season for the Braves as Vaughn Grissom stepped to the plate in his third at-bat.
And now Grissom facing a left-handed pitcher up for the third time in his big league debut. Swing, high fly ball.
What a great call, by the way.
Yeah, I think so, too. Chip,
all-time call by Chip on that. After the game, Vaughn Grissom asked about, what are you thinking when you hit that ball?
I didn't feel a thing. I didn't feel one thing. No, I hit it. I literally blacked out until I saw my first base coach, and we made locked eyes, and I just started laughing. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this actually paid off. I was just super shocked. It was just, what a moment, you know. I didn't know what to think except, wow.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to play out. Obviously, it's a lot for this kid to be thrust into that scenario with the two injuries at second base and the injury the other night for
Orlando Arcia.
Arcia, and then, of course, trying to get Ozzy back for the September run, whatever that is.
Beginning baseball activities, I did read.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm just happy to see it. And anybody but Robinson Cano for me.
Okay. I just want to say that Kelly Krull interview yesterday was so great. If you can go pull it up on the Twitters, because he's giddy. He's humble. He's in the moment. And then listen to this. So she walks off, interview's done. He starts looking for his parents. So he spots his parents, and he's walking down the steps back into the dugout. And then there's maybe a dozen or so fans standing there with wanting to sign. He comes back up and begins signing.
Oh, wow.
And just taking – and he's like, I'm taking this all in. In the post game, in the locker room when they got in the clubhouse, he's doing all of his interviews, and Tyler Matzik comes over with this ice, it looks like a little half gallon of Haagen-Dazs, and puts it up like a microphone. So they're all in on the fun. You know, the guys came by,
yeah,
tipped the hat, the silent treatment, all of it.
Yeah, so silent treatment after he hits the home run, the dugout, if you know, that's sometimes a tradition. So he's looking for high fives, nobody moves, and then eventually he's like, ah! They all surround him.
I mean, those dimples, his parents, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it was cool, no doubt. So that was under the lights at Fenway Park, and he goes over the Green Monster. And it's on Lansdowne Street. We don't know if they got the ball. It sounds like somebody got on the ball or not.
Yeah, he said that somebody got on the ball.
Wow.
Yeah, when Kelly asked him afterwards.
All right. 404-741-0929. I said full phone lines. Overrated sports movie.
worst concert, my favorite alumni. Do you have any of these you'd like to speak on?
Well, there's so many athletes at the Harvard of the South, Florida State. There's so many. I almost don't want to just mention one. Yes. So I'm going to go my billionaire buddy, Sarah Blakely of Spanx, in Florida State University.
I thought you were going to give your buddy Danny Cannell. Isn't he your
boyfriend? There's so many. So many great athletes. The show ends. I mean, the show's going to end.
Worst concert.
Gosh.
One of them was the one we went to. We hyped up Neil Diamond. We were like, we're going to go see Neil Diamond, myself and our old co-host Brian. And we're like, we get there. It was like a joke. It was kind
of
campy.
Well, first of all, we all went in a limo. This was our big night out together. And
we realized it's like
somebody forgot to tell Neil Diamond that no one wants to hear any new music. Just play Sweet Caroline and get to the hits. Let's go.
That was not a...
Oh, my God. Well, I think we left. That's a great call.
Yes, we did. There was a bar somewhere in town calling us. So
yeah, that bar.
And overrated sports movie. I mean, you know I'm a crazy movie buff. There's so many great sports movies. I need to think about it a little bit. I need to think about it a little bit. So I don't want to say... I mean, I love Field of Dreams. I love Bull Durham. I love Raging Bull. I love the Eastwood movie.
Okay, I'm going to say something Million and people are not going to like it. People are not going to like it. I'm going to say this. The Natural.
Wow. Was too long for you?
It was just...
Great storytelling. Robert
Play
Redford.
Play more dramatic music. Okay.
Wow.
Let's get to it. I knew you were going to like it. Solly.
I'm having a hard time thinking of sports movies that I didn't like. Rudy.
How about Miracles?
All the Rockies. Miracles,
ever.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're done well, they're spectacular. I don't know, Oren, if you can think of one, because it's hard to think of.
Oh, you said it's Rudy.
Overrated?
Rudy is completely overrated.
Oh, wow.
And I'll watch it, too, when it's on, but, like, it's just...
Too cliche
too
for
cliche.
You? Too schmaltzy?
Yeah, too cliche.
All right. Let's get Robert and Marietta. Hey, Robert, overrated sports movie?
I'm going to have to agree and say Rudy.
Worst,
I did not like Rudy.
Worst concert?
Worst concert? God.
Okay, he's out. So he's out. So
okay.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. You're on hold. There's three questions. If you only have one answer, then don't bother. Are we already going to break? Jeez.
No, we're not going to break. This is the music for Three Strikes.
Oh, this is the Three Strikes music.
Yeah. What's going on here? Damn
all right,
it.
Don't get derailed.
Why Let's are just, you on hold and you don't have
I know,
three
but
answers?
I think really people don't know Why how don't it goes you, yet.
It's not
I
mean, that gotta, complicated.
I know, but maybe
Sean in Riverdale. Sean, overrated sports movie.
Ball Four.
What's it? What movie?
Ball Four?
Ball Four is a book.
Ball Four.
Right, he's out. Get rid of him.
Wait a minute.
Ball Four is a book by Jim Boughton. What is this?
Please.
What did I tell you? An hour and 50 minutes, and then always this segment. We're going to have to talk to the team. Mike Connie, Oren, you and I. I mean, I don't know. We can't live this way. Chase and Mableton. This shouldn't be that difficult. Overrated sports movie, Chase. Chase, overrated sports movie. Is he up? Chase, you there?
He got scared. See, intimidated him. He wasn't sure his answers were going to
be good. No, can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. Hey, Chase.
Chase, overrated sports
movie.
Yeah,
Rudy is definitely overrated. And then the worst concert ever was Kanye West at Bonnaroo when he was supposed to play at midnight but didn't come on till 6 a.m.
Now, that's a little late.
and the whole crowd was chanting cuss words at him.
Keep it clean. Yeah,
F you. My favorite alum.
What's the question?
My favorite alumni from where you went to school. My favorite alumni.
Oh, Todd Gurley.
What did he say?
Todd Gurley, University of Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Never seen a more electric college player, at least that I covered, than Todd Gurley. All right, thank you for playing and understanding.
You did a good job, Chase. Thank you for saving me.
James on the west side. James. Overrated.
Yo.
Overrated sports movie, James. Overrated sports movie.
Overrated sports movie. Hoosiers, 1,000%.
I don't even know how to continue the call with what you just said. But I'm going to respect the opinion. But yeah. Jimmy Chitwit.
I appreciate it, Stat.
Worst concert.
Worst concert, definitely Valentine's Day 2 years ago. I took my girl to see Jodeci. And this is like around the time where they was trying to come back out. And you know it's bad when you're like singing along with the songs. And you're like, something don't sound right. They're a little off key. Uh-oh. So, you know, they was a little drunk. And it was kind of like the worst concert. They're not paying like $150 per ticket.
Oh, who did he
say? So, yeah.
Jodeci. Jodeci, yeah.
I'll school you later on Jodeci. Say, that'll be a me and you conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, or take it back. For sure. And my alum... Yeah. My alum is Grievous. I went to Maryland. So Grievous Vasquez, back in the day. Nice. One of my favorite players also.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Let's get Ellis in Florida listening on the app, the Odyssey app. Hey, Ellis, overrated sports movie.
I have to agree with Rudy. Was not a fan.
Why all
could not sit through and watch it.
Oh, my God. Why all the hate? Why all the hate? I mean, worst concert?
Goo Goo Dolls.
The Goo Goo Dolls. Wow. I'll say also.
Yeah, saw them for when I was working at Universal, got to see them for free. I left, like, at the beginning. I'm like, I can't sit through those.
I'll give you another worst concert. Van Morrison, when he's not in a good mood, he is the most
is he in a good mood?
Never. He's insufferable, right. Van Morrison. Insufferable. Wow. My favorite alum. What's your school? What's the alum?
Gabriel Davis, UCF.
Jeez. Okay. Going deep there, my friend. Thank you, the last few people, for playing accordingly. It's not a complicated game. They did a good job.
Also, we brought up the fact that last night during Chili Peppers that the chop broke out. So you got a message from some people that told you.
My buddy Joey said that during the encore, the Braves final. So guys must be on their phone.
Sure.
And they saw the Braves 1-8-4. So as soon as that happened,
lights were on and the chop came. It was tremendous, tremendous.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I thought so too.
A lot of shows this week. Pretty cool. All right. When we come back, we're going to welcome in the midday guys, right?
Andy and Randy
coming up. It's been a fun 2 hours on the Steakhouse, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
By now, you've heard all of our ads. America's largest injury law firm. But what does that really mean?